I'm Marjorie Bunnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be and just where we want to sleep.
I always want to be sleeping. I mean, that's just the reality
of
my life. I mean, there are so many times where I'm thinking, I could go to sleep right now. And you know what? As we're recording this, I'm thinking as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to have such a wonderful conversation with you, and then I'm going to go to sleep. It's going to be great.
So earlier this week, we were talking about bedtime rituals. And Elizabeth, I wanted to share with you, I suddenly realized I was thinking about what was the music I used to play for my kids? Because we would sometimes play little songs before they would go to bed.
Oh, that's fun.
And it suddenly occurred to me, what year were you born?
1981.
So the music I was using for my kids, you probably don't even know existed.
No, I'm sure I don't.
Weird? It's so weird to me.
That is weird because we've got a weird generational gap thing going on here. It's a miracle that we're such good friends.
That makes me sound way, way older than you. But it is. It's a wonderful miracle. But one of the things I used to play for the kids before they would go to bed, and it was such sweet, sweet music, it was a CD of lullabies. But it was, tell me if you've ever heard of Disney for the Children.
No.
Okay, so this was a really, really cool thing. And bear with me on this because it gets a little sad, but then it'll get happy again. So Disney for the Children came out, the first one came out in 1991, the year my oldest son Gar was born.
Aww.
And it was a little CD that was to benefit the Pediatric AIDS Foundation.
Okay.
Because AIDS, this is the height of the AIDS crisis. We were still...
So sort of like along the line of like Live Aid and things like that.
Yep. So this was right in the middle of the AIDS crisis because, do you remember the show Starsky and Hutch?
Yes.
So Starsky is Paul Michael Glazer.
Right.
His wife was a woman named Elizabeth Glazer, who contracted AIDS through a blood transfusion and unwittingly passed it on to her two children.
Oh, so brutal.
So this was in the late 80s. So their daughter, their infant daughter, passed away from AIDS. And then their son survived and is still alive. He's like 34 years old now, but she also passed away. So the mom and the daughter both die from AIDS. I mean, can you even imagine?
No, it's just horrible.
It's horrible. But what came out of that is Elizabeth Glazer started a foundation. While she was still alive, she started a foundation to fight pediatric AIDS. And this organization has made so much money and has done so much good work. But one of the ways they would raise the money were through these little CDs, and everybody sings on them, Elizabeth. And I looked it up on Amazon, and you can still get these CDs. So the first one, in the 1991 release, it was Paul McCartney singing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, fun.
Bette Midler sings Blueberry Pie. James Taylor is on it singing Getting to Know You.
Oh, my gosh, I need this.
Carole King singing Child of Mine, which will bring you to tears. It's so beautiful. Oh. So it's all these little lullabies. Meryl Streep's on it. Jackson Browne's on it. Elton John, Bob Dylan, Sting, all singing lullabies.
Sweet.
So I used to play these at bedtime for my kids. We used to play them in the car if I sort of needed them to quiet down because I had the cassette too. But it's one of those things that like moms your age don't even know that this exists. And it's so wonderful. It's just such a wonderful, it's a wonderful tribute to this woman and this family that overcame such tragedy to change the lives of so many other people. But the music's just beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Okay, that's got to be part of the bedtime routine. That's really, really sweet.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so I have a couple of bedtime things to share with you that I think you will love. Now, number one is admittedly a bit of an indulgence, but I just got it as a birthday gift from my best friend. And you know that you have a best friend when you're thinking about something and you've just been deciding if you're going to make the splurge on it, and then she gets it for you for your birthday. I mean, this is literally what happened to me over the weekend.
Oh, that's great.
And it all has to do with sleep and a silk pillowcase.
Mm-hmm.
So I have long been hearing about the benefits of a silk pillowcase. We should all be sleeping on one because it is so much better for your skin that you get so many wrinkles from sleeping and having your face smashed into the pillowcase. So the deal with the silk pillowcase is that it helps you with anti-aging, anti-sleep creases, anti-bedhead, and it can help apparently stop those like little fine hairs around your face from falling out. Yes.
Really?
So if you're dealing with any sort of hair thin, or if you, I mean, I have fine hair. I've always had brutal hair. I mean, the only reason I have good hair is because I have a whole head of extensions. It's really a sad state of affairs. So this pillowcase, it's the one that she got me is, the company's name is Slip. And I know you can probably get other ones, but this is sort of the main one. You can get it at Sephora. You can get it at Nordstrom. Tanya got it at a little boutique. And I mean, it doesn't come cheap. It's $85 for one pillowcase. Yeah. This is why I was like, I can't do this.
Right.
I can't buy this. And then what happens is your best friend buys it. And
perfect.
Then you find that you can really have it. And it's so wonderful.
Now, is it silk or satin?
It's, they say it's silk, but it looks like satin. I mean, it feels satiny. It's made out of 100% pure mulberry silk.
Ooh.
Is what it's made of. And you can order it online. And I'm sure that there are times when you can get like a discount on it or whatever.
Does it feel
but
good?
It feels amazing. I slept on it for the first time last night and it is so, it's like soft and cool. And it's a natural fiber, you know, so it breathes really beautifully.
And your head doesn't slip all over the place?
My head doesn't slip all over the place. It felt fabulous, even though it's called Slip. It wasn't slipping.
Well, here's the thing. If you've got a sewing machine, anybody who's listening,
for sure,
you could just go buy really great silk. Mm-hmm. I could make a pillowcase. I can
make
do
a pillowcase. You should totally do it. You should do it.
Oh, that's
great. For me, getting this as a gift is cheaper than buying a sewing machine and making it. But if you have that in front of you,
I have one
that
upstairs.
Is totally the way to do it. Okay, and the other thing that I love for me, for our family, I use this for my kids all the time, is I do a DIY lavender spray.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I do is take distilled water, I pour it in a little spray bottle. And mine is like an old one that I, you know, repurposed. And then I add drops of pure lavender essential oil. And I will actually send my 4-year-old around the upper level of our house where the bedrooms are, you know, the bedroom level, to spray down the rooms so that it just feels calm and it smells clean and it smells a little bit herbal. But of course, lavender has amazing aromatherapy benefits for just calming down and going to sleep. And the easiest way to do it is to just make your own spray. So if you're me, you just have to spring for the expensive pillowcase and then you go cheap on your lavender spray.
What I love about that, though, too, is as we were talking about in Best of the Nest earlier this week, is bedtime rituals for the kids. That's a ritual for her. And it's a job. And kids love jobs.
They love jobs. And she'll even ask to do it like throughout, you know, sometimes on the weekends, she'll be like, should I go spray? And I'm like, yeah, spray. Spray this place down. Spray it. Nap time's coming. Spray it.
Go to it, little one.
Go to it. But the DIY lavender spray is really a nice thing. If you can have that, you know, just tucked in your nightstand or tucked in a drawer someplace and just like spray everybody's pillows, spray your silk pillowcase, you'll sleep like a dream.
Oh, that's wonderful. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. If you're super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, August 31st, Marjorie. Podcasting live at the Great Minnesota Get Together, the Minnesota State Fair. Are you pumped for this?
I am freakishly excited.
It's going to be so exciting. If you're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair, which we know a lot of you are, pop by the 5 Eyewitness News Building. It's on the corner of Carnes and Chambers. We will be recording a live podcast at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Right there at the 5 Eyewitness News Building. It's going to be fabulous. So we hope to see you there. Marjorie, you booked your flight, right?
It's booked. And you know what else we're going to be doing at the Minnesota State Fair?
What?
Eating.
Everything.
Everything. See you there.